That's what we do. It's, you know, we go out, it's time and material.
That's what old school companies
do. That's old school. Okay. It's the difference between being professional, all right, which is making the customer feel comfortable, and a hack. Yep. Okay, which is, well, this is just what we do. Mm-hmm. All right.
A customer wants time and material.
No, they don't. There's no place to start.
They think they might, but they really don't.
Hey, Plumbing Bros, welcome to the 428th episode of Potty Talk here. And we're going to discover that the world is flat.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
A flat rate pricing world,
So we're going to talk about flat rate pricing.
Okay. All right. Why flat rate pricing, the benefits of flat rate pricing, mm-hmm. and why our customers prefer flat rate pricing.
Okay.
All right. But it's good to have you here in this episode. Hey, everything we go over here, if you're looking to take your home service business to the next level, all right, whether it's you're just starting out, okay, so you're taking to the starting level, mm-hmm. or you're just ready to actually start making money with your home service business, hey, you need to check out the Success Academy, all right? Everything's in there teaching the business of home service. Okay, simply go to the million, or rather, Million Dollar Pro.
Million Dollar Pro.
Right. We have the new website, milliondollarpro, .com/success. And you can learn more about the Success Academy,
Absolutely.
For you and your home service business. So there we go.
Okay.
All right. It's a flat rate pricing world.
Okay.
So why is it? What do we mean by that? Well, let's get into it. All right. Why flat rate pricing? Okay. Number one. All right. First off here. It's a secure experience.
Okay.
It's a secure experience for the customer. Okay. The customer is in control. Okay. When the customer calls our home service business, look, mm-hmm. you know, in our case, you know, our business
with plumbing. Right.
No one, you've heard us say this for years, mm-hmm. no one wakes up in the morning and wants to call a plumber. By the way, for your HVAC guys, no one wants to call you either, okay?
They do not want their furnace to be out.
Right, or your Sparkies, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, the power is off. They don't want to be calling us, okay, no matter what, all right? So they're uncomfortable, okay? And it's also a situation where they feel like they're out of control,
right?
Okay? Mm-hmm. And because they know they're going to have to get something done, all right, and spend money.
They don't want to spend money.
Exactly. So we want to put them in the best possible situation of being in control of the pricing, mm-hmm. okay? So this whole time and material thing just kind of freaks the customer out.
Sure.
It's not the normal experience. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to, you know, I like, you know, we've bought a lot of cars, mm-hmm. and we can do, you know, and quite frankly, a lot of our cars that we purchased coming through, you know, through the years.
For our kids.
And even for our kids.
Especially for our kids.
Mm-hmm. Right, with CarMax. Mm-hmm. You know, and what I loved about the CarMax experience is it was flat rate pricing.
Right. There was no haggling. Because that's one of the things you hate about going to a car dealership. It's like, man, I'm going to have to haggle here. And I know the price on here isn't what it really is. And I know he's going to have to go talk to his manager.
And we go through blah, blah, blah. Right. And all that kind of stuff. And it's like, why don't you just give me the price?
Get
to the price. Okay.
and I can decide
whether I want to. You know, I value that, because what this is a value exchange. Mm-hmm. Even with our service, it's just a value exchange.
Right.
Okay. We solve their problem and they give us, you know, paper with, you know, dead old men on it, you know. All right.
That's getting to be worth less and less these days. Right.
Okay.
So it
makes it, you know, with having just that, you know, when we bought the car for our kids.
Yeah, CarMax, yeah.
Right. It's. Mm-hmm. Here's the price, and I want to spend that much for the kids, for this car. Mm-hmm. It's straightforward.
Right.
And isn't that the...
And then there was add-ons, right? So you can add on a warranty or whatever, but then you got to pick, right?
Right?
But the price was the price.
The price was the price. Mm-hmm. And isn't it what we experience, you know, anyways, you know, like when we go to Walmart? But it's, you know, we pay, you know, for the TV or whatever. It is what it is,
right.
Okay? And so it provides a secure, you know, experience mm-hmm. for the customer.
Yeah, they're just used to it.
By being, you know, flat rate pricing.
Right, okay. Anywhere you go is flat rate pricing,
right.
Anywhere.
Okay.
So and your favorite is Taco Bell,
I go to Taco Bell. Yeah, when I go to Taco Bell and I order my bean burrito, you know, minus onions, extra cheese, add sour cream. Okay, they don't break it down for me. I don't ask for a breakdown. Okay,
How much that tablespoon of?
Hey, I'm not paying for the onions. There's normally onions in it, so you give me a discount for that. You're taking off the onions, okay? And then I'm adding on how much for the sour cream? You're adding what? Okay, and then how much hourly? $300 an hour. By the way, I did a time study for Taco Bell.
That's so true.
It's over $300. They're charging over $300 an hour.
To make your bean burrito.
I don't make $300 an hour. That's what, you know, you ever hear that? Right. See, that's when you get into time material, that you invite yourself into all those uncomfortable conversations.
Right.
When you just have the price laid out, when they say it's, you know, $5.65 or whatever for my bean burrito, or all that, you know, okay.
You know that, like, right, off the top of your head.
Yes. That is my drug of choice. Taco Bell is my drug of choice. Okay. All right. But it's a secure experience. Okay. It's just a quick, oh, right, here's the price. I know. Okay. Do I value that?
Right.
There's a value exchange there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not worried about the next thing is point number two.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That it's a fair experience.
Okay.
Okay. Because I'm not paying more. I don't worry about paying more. Mm. Like, you know, for the Taco Bell example, you know, if someone just takes longer to, you know, that time study, you know, $300 an hour is by just their you know, the average or whatever it takes.
They got to add on.
Right.
They got to add on the extra cheese. So they're going to charge me for that.
They're going to charge me for that. And if they don't have the cheese in the bin, and I'm now seeing the gal going back to the fridge, you know, and she disappears for 30 minutes. Like, what? Because you had a bathroom break and a smoke break and everything else, and now it gets the cheese in there. So I pay for that time.
Yeah.
And that's the concern with time and material. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what your customer is thinking when you're charging time and material. Mm-hmm. They're monitoring the amount of time you go out to the truck. Mm-hmm. And when you say, hey, I got to go to the supply house to get something, it's like, what? Well, how long is that going to take?
How far away is that? How far away? Right?
They may not ask you that directly, but that's what they're thinking. Okay.
And if you stop and, you know, get gas or get, you know, something, something to eat or whatever, right? And you're gone longer. I mean, when you get back, the customer's going to be looking at their watch going, how long were you gone? And how much is that going to cost me?
Exactly. And that's what you're putting your customer through when you're charging time and material. Mm-hmm. You know what? I can hear, well, I got to charge time. That's what we do. That's what we do. It's, you know, we go, it's time and material.
That's what old school companies do.
That's old school. Okay. It's the difference between being professional, all right, which is making the customer feel comfortable, and a hack, okay, which is, well, this is just what we do, all right?
My customer wants time and material.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
There's no place to start.
They think they might, but they really don't.
Right.
So
they don't. They don't. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so you
because all you're going to do is get a customer. If you put time and material, all they're going to do is drill you on how much an hour and what this part. I could have gotten this part that you listed out, you know, the 14 different parts that you use to fix whatever. Well, I can get that cheaper online.
Right.
Right. That's what you're going to deal with. So.
Right. Exactly. Because all this is leading up to when your time and material is you're making it all about the money. You're putting the customer's not in control because now they got to monitor you and they got to manage you. And it will come down to micromanaging, you know, they're in our case, you know, in the plumbing, you know, they're not plumbers, But believe me, when your time material, that person who's not a plumber now knows how long it should take to do this simple job. Okay, all right?
Well, that's what I always loved when I used to answer the phones in our plumbing business. Someone would call and say, okay, I've got a really simple job, a really easy job. Should take him only maybe 15 minutes to come out and blah. I loved those. Based on your vast knowledge of what?
Right. And when your time and material, that's exactly what you're setting up. Okay, that's exactly how you're setting yourself up for those kinds of, you know, conversations and, you know, uncomfortable conversations.
Right.
Okay, but with flat rate, it's you've gone from where it's about the money to where it's about the experience, a value exchange, it's a true value exchange. Okay?
And they know, and they just can relax then. And you're presenting it up front, right? You're presenting flat rate prices up front before you do any work, get the approval, and then the customer can relax while you're there. So they approve whatever work needs to be done. They know what the cost is going to be. They can now relax and let you go off and, you know, do whatever needs to be done. They're not then kind of worrying about, okay, well, how long is it going to be or whatever. It's just, okay, well, this is what it is. Okay, well, now I know. I made the decision. I said yes to this. Now they, you know, I'm fine.
Right. Okay.
Now they may not love it because, again, no one wants to spend money, but.
Right. Well, because no one wakes up in the morning and wants to call a plumber. No one wakes up in the morning and wants to call HVAC tech, okay? No one wakes up in the morning and wants to call electrician. All right. No one. Okay. No one wakes up in the morning and wants to deal with the garage door.
Right.
Okay. That won't open now. Okay.
We've experienced that right. a couple times.
Okay. No one wants to do that, which also leads to no one wants to spend money on that. So we got to get over ourselves this idea of, well, they want to have a breakdown, price breakdown, and it's all about the money. And they're asking me how much it costs. You got to get over yourself because no one wants to spend money on that. Mm-hmm. Okay. What they do spend money on is the value of having the garage door open again.
Yes.
Okay. Having hot mm-hmm. water again.
Yes.
All right. Having cool air again mm-hmm. or heat. All right.
Depending on time of year and where you live.
It's 10 degrees, right? You know, and it's like, there's no heat. All right. I'm paying, there's a value exchange there paying right. for that. Okay. Having the lights on. Okay. Let's face it. Home service companies are a dime a dozen. And Mrs. Jones has many to choose from. Now it may not be PC, but she does judge a book by its cover. That's why there's KickCharge, the industry's leading and most awarded branding and truck wrap design agency who has been instrumental in getting home service providers noticed for over 20 years. And right now, KickCharge is offering a $500 rebate to all Potty Talk listeners. To get more information, go to milliondollarpro.com/KickCharge and start getting noticed today. That's what they
pay
for. Right. That's the value. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the customers that just absolutely 100% demand that you give a breakdown, right? That, you give them the flat rate price and whatever, and they're like, well, I need a breakdown and whatever. And you explain to them the reasons why you provide flat rate. But if you've got a customer that absolutely wants it, they're not your customer.
Right.
They're just not your customer. Their bottom line is dollars. What is this costing me? They don't care about the experience. And there's going to be customers like that. There just is. Right. They're not your customer. Move on to the ones that are your customer.
They're looking for the hacks, not the pros. Their concern is not having the best, the best service, mm-hmm. okay, the best products,
experience,
the best backing, okay?
Yes.
They're not the best in their home. They're not mm-hmm. concerned with that.
No.
Okay, they want the hacks. They want I just want a Band-Aid. I just want this done. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Not everyone's your customer.
Right.
That's what you also have to get over, especially being brand new, right? Not everyone is your customer. And it's okay. It's your plumbing business. You can decide who you work for or who you don't work for.
Right.
Right. As opposed to when you were a plumber or a tech or whatever at another company and you had to go out on certain jobs. This is your company. You decide if someone's just a pain in the butt for whatever reason, whether it's regarding pricing or schedule or it doesn't matter what it is. Move on. They're not your customer.
The bottom line, a comfortable customer is a buying customer.
Right.
So flat rate pricing makes the customer, most customers overall, and it's a numbers game, okay, mm-hmm. it makes most customers feel comfortable, yeah. okay, because that's the world we live in. Mm-hmm. We live in a flat rate pricing world, mm-hmm. period.
The world is?
Flat, okay? All right, you don't.
Christopher Columbus didn't know anything.
That guy's full of
crap.
Right. All right. Hey, speaking of value, I have something very valuable for you here. Check it out. Hey, every professional tradesman knows you wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right? So why are you trying to build your home service business without one? Grab your free copy of my Million Dollar Pro Blueprint. In it, I lay out the exact specs on how to build a successful, self-sustaining, and very profitable home service business. Don't risk years of wasted time and money and failure. Grab the Million Dollar Pro Blueprint now, and it's free. My gift to you for simply being a Potty Talk listener. Go to milliondollarpro.com/free and start building success. All right. Hey, welcome back. We're talking flat rate pricing.
We are flat rate pricing. Okay. About why we are a flat rate world and why you, as a home service business, should be a flat rate company, right? But I want to say right now, if you guys are watching on YouTube, give us a like, give us a thumbs up, subscribe. Make sure you never miss an episode when Potty Talk gets dropped once a week. You will always want to get notified. Also, if you're listening to you on your favorite podcast player, give us a review. You guys all know the review game. You know how it works.
Yeah, come on.
We need reviews too. So
share the love. So help us get the word out.
Yeah, give us a review. If you love us, give us a review. If you hate us,
keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. Right. Move on. Right. So anyway, all right. So you've got point number three and why we should.
By the way, on that, I want to hit that just on a pro note here. Okay. I can't help it. The coach is coming out on me. Anyone who's successful doesn't have anything negative to say.
Just move on.
They just move on. Mm-hmm. Successful. That's why I kind of joke about just don't say anything. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're a hack, you're going to say something. Mm-hmm. And I can say this because I come from the trenches. I've been in the trades for over 40 years. I'm a trades guy. I'm just a redneck.
Okay. I clean you up.
You clean me up. Okay. So mm-hmm. and you've kind of civilized me.
Civilized. Yeah, okay. It was not easy.
All right. But it's, and so I say this because I know the guys, you know, so for you guys, you just got to say, you know, make some comment. Well, probably you got to go time and terror. Mm-hmm. Keep it, you know, I know you're not successful. So when you do that, you just reveal that you're a hack. Okay. And that you're probably still living in your mom's basement with a mask on. Okay. Sitting in your underwear.
Wow, we went all the way there.
All right. Because you're not successful, because we've been around. I mean, successful guys don't have, you're not on, they're not trolling, they're not doing, they're just not doing, they don't have time for that.
They don't have time for it.
Because you're living your life, you're doing your thing, right. Okay?
You're worried about upward instead of downward or tearing other people down.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why there's other guys like in our industry that, you know, they don't have anything negative. I mean, they just, mm-hmm. they're doing their thing, I'm doing my thing, or mm-hmm. we're just doing our thing, mm-hmm. and we're successful at what we do, okay? Right. So if you're successful, okay, you're looking to be successful, right? And if you're not where you want to be right now, maybe you got to, that's part of it is looking at your attitude. Mm-hmm. So if your whole thing is, oh, this is full of crap, this mm-hmm. is, oh, you're just trying to, you know, there's a, might be a reason why you're not successful. Okay, so I'm just saying.
Might want to do a little check.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Was that a bonus?
That was a bonus. That was some free coaching there. Well, we say all the time, you know, we offer, you know, we talk about, you know, Success Academy and training we have and all that. And with anything, and really with most anything to be successful, it's 20% of knowing the equations for what it is that you're working at. Mm. So like for running a successful, having a successful, self-sustaining and very profitable home service business, it's 20% of knowing the right equations, mm-hmm. the right systems, you know, right technology, techniques, mm-hmm. those kinds, 20% that. Mm-hmm. But it's 80% of your attitude and what you have up here. Right. Period. We've seen it now.
Between your ears.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. this is coming from 40 years of being in it. We've had multiple businesses. Of course, you know, our successful plumbing business. You know, we're out in age where we've seen it all, done it all, made all the mistakes. You know, we've been to the circus, mm-hmm. we've seen the dog and pony show. Okay. All right. All right.
T-shirt.
I got the t-shirt. Right. Pass it along, you know, whatever. All right. We've done, been there, done that. Okay. All right. It is that 80% is what you have up here.
That's right.
Oh, so, mm-hmm. so even with this, like we deal with this, you know, flat rate pricing mm-hmm. coming from the trades, there is this model, you know, of time and material, and they get asked and right. whatever. Well, I got to do it. That's how you got to do it. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm. No, you know,
that's head trash. Mm-hmm. That's head trash. Okay.
Yep.
And so we got to overcome that.
So all that to say, leave us a review.
Oh, brother. Okay, finally. So you're pulling, reeling me in
reeling
here,
me
getting
I'm
back
doing
in
my
here.
Best. I'm doing okay. My best.
Hey, the final point on flat rate pricing is this. All right, it's a common experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we kind of were dancing all around that already. Okay, it's mm-hmm. we're a flat rate pricing world.
Okay.
Okay, and a comfortable customer.
Is
a buying customer. So we want to deal with them, present them something that they're uncomfortable about pricing. Mm-hmm. Which when it all comes out, that's the most uncomfortable thing. We get to the pricing. And yep. so the most comfortable way to make them feel most comfortable about it is to deliver it to them in the way they're used to seeing. Mm-hmm. So when we go to Walmart, and I go buy a TV or, you know, or my Pop-Tarts or whatever I'm buying, okay? Well, I always use an example of the can of peas, but like, you know, I don't eat peas.
You don't eat peas at all. So not to eat Pop-Tarts either. I'm not sure where that came from, but
I know. Anyway. I like the cinnamon sugar, the frosted every once in a while.
Right after your bean burrito.
After my bean burrito. On my cheat day when I just got a, hey.
It's your dessert.
Hey, I'm not a monk, okay? We try to watch what we eat okay. and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but at times you just got to let go,
that's
okay? There's living to be done too. Right?
Okay.
Okay. And Pop-Tarts is a part of living. Well, anyways, when you go buy your Pop-Tarts or the TV, or, you know, mm-hmm. there's not a time material. There's not a breakdown.
Right.
Okay. Of the mm-hmm. cost mm-hmm. or anything like that. It's just a price.
Correct.
It's just the price there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that's what we're used to.
Right, it's a common experience.
And mm-hmm. so we want to deliver it in that manner. It mm-hmm. makes the customer feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doesn't mean their head won't turn around or they may spit up, you know, green pea soup or whatever, like from The Exorcist, become a, you know, or cry or whatever. Because again, no one except in the morning wants to call you. No one wants to spend money on you. So it's, you know, it's that kind of a thing.
Have you ever had a customer like kind of break down when you presented the price,
yeah,
right? Just like either cry or whatever. Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, we
know the answer has to be yes. There's going right. to be tons of
people. Seen it all. I mean, right. after 40 years, I've been there. You know, we've had to. Man, the one that hurts. I've seen guys cry. and so here's what the experience is happening, because you don't know what's going on in their life. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. They may have just had the car break down and they put out a big, you know, bunch of money on that. Mm-hmm. Some issue with the kids that they had to put money out, you know, like we got to get the braces.
Going through
a rough time, you know, it's tight. I just got laid off. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or, you know, or we just got a pay cut or now my wife's not working or whatever. And that kind of, so now you're in a situation and it's not that they're necessarily crying at you, mad at you. It's just, it's life.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that happens all the way to the guy, you know,
throwing you out. But we're not going to talk about that. What I want to talk about is Uber. Yeah. I want to talk about Uber and how Uber is different, right?
Well, yeah. What I like, yeah. It's a good example with Uber with
to a taxi.
That's a good.
Yeah, we talked about that before we started recording. I thought that was a good example.
Because we use Uber now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so cool. I mean, how things have happened.
Yeah, when we travel or something.
We travel. It used to be travel and you had to take a taxi.
Right.
Well, I remember the one time we were in, you know, European, you know, the city or whatever. And so there's a little bit of a language barrier and we're in a taxi and it's like, you know, it could be $1 million a mile. I don't know. Cause I don't understand the exchange or what, not even in the same, you know, that kind of a thing. And it's like, I don't know the city. So I don't know the quicker routes.
Yeah, so he's taking the long
way to where we're headed, you know? And it's like, oh man, this is going to wind up costing us a lot. And it probably did. They milked it. That's time and material because that's how taxis would charge. Mm-hmm. You know, it's by the mile and the time and all that. And so, you know, they're taking the slow way. They don't, you know, they're making money. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's how they're charging. Where Uber came along, one thing that's beautiful about Uber is not only just the idea of it where, you know, people can use their cars and make, you know, additional income and there'll be more, you know, more taxis available, more rides available, but it's flat rate priced.
Flat rate, you know.
So when I'm going from the airport to the city to the hotel, it's, you know, it's $14.90 or whatever.
But if you want to choose, you know, an upgrade car.
If I want to go, you know, executive, the black car, then it's, you know, $40.
Right. And you can choose. It's right there. But then you know what the price is.
That's what I'm paying
for. There's nothing extra. There's no extra other than if you want to tip at the end, but that's totally up to you. But you know the price going in. But when you step into a taxi, you don't know. You have no idea. You know it's printed somewhere or, you know, on the back that it's, you know, whatever a mile typically, right? So you know that, but you don't know how many miles that is. You don't know if he is going to go the long way. But with Uber, you know, even before you take the service, right, decide to do it, you know the price.
Right. Even if, you know, you get caught in traffic now with the taxi, it's like,
here we go.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be $1 million. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what your customer's thinking when you're time and material. Or even with the Uber, they know the busy times too. So it's already figured in. They delivered it to in a more comfortable way, a flat rate priced way. So that same ride that was $14.90 that I mentioned during peak time, you know, maybe $20.90.
Right.
You know, it's because it's traffic. So they're paying, it costs them more to operate and all that kind of stuff. So it's already figured in, but it's delivered to me in a flat rate price. Mm-hmm. It's not, well, here's where we start. And it may be this additional, whatever, this and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That is, it's the same kind of setup.
Yeah.
It just flat rate, just give the price.
Yep.
Okay.
Makes it nice
and the customer can decide. Mm-hmm. But that's a common experience.
Okay.
It's a flat rate pricing world.
It is. So if you're
on board.
Yeah, if you're not flat rate, man, it's time to get on board.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So
I was gonna say stop being a hack, but stop that too.
Well, from you. Yeah, because you're nicer.
Okay. That's
one. Which is so true. You know, in our business, you know, see if you guys relate to this. You know, I was I was a tough guy. Most guys were afraid of me or whatever because I was the field, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But really, they were more afraid of you, you know, because you would get on them, you know, whatever. So
it's true. Well, they needed to every now and then. Needed somebody to kick him in the butt.
That's so, right.
Anyway, all right. Great episode, babe.
That's right. Hey, if you're looking, you know, you want to know more about these kinds of things, you know, we're just talking about, or again, you're looking, you know, just take your business to the next level. All right. Or just, you know, looking to get started, whatever. Let's talk. Okay. We just have a conversation. Mm-hmm. All right. Basically we'll learn more about you. Okay. What's holding you back or in the way of achieving the success that you're looking for or where you're at that time, and then we'll point you in the right direction, okay? You know, maybe towards the academy and, you know, that kind of a thing. It may not, okay? But it's just, bottom line, let's have a conversation, all right? It's a simple conversation like that. There's no pushing. All right, simply go to milliondollarpro.com/call.
All right, call, C-A-L-L.
And have a, you know, have a conversation with a success coach.
Okay.
All right, we're just here to help. All right, so there we go. All right, good one. All right, go flat rate pricing. Okay, get it done. All right.
Okay.
Hey, next, before I let you go, as always, I want to remind you that you were purposefully and wonderfully created. You were created to do great things. So plumb like a champion.
All right.